The Pharmaceutical Crime Podcast is brought to you by the Partnership for Safe Medicines, a nonprofit coalition of organizations focused on the safety of our drug supply. Learn more at safemedicines.org. And now, on to our episode.
Has a patient ever come into your pharmacy with a perfectly good package of medicine and asked for a clean bottle or box? Recently, a pharmacist in Wisconsin reached out to us and told us a patient came in with their medicine and wanted a replacement bottle that was cleaner. The original bottle or box can have labels stuck on them that can't be removed without tearing the original packaging. In another case, a patient came in and requested a replacement box for a refrigerated insulin because a droplet of condensation had discolored the box. These requests put the pharmacist in an awkward spot because you don't want to see a patient go without medicine, but pharmacists also have a pretty good spidey sense. Then he wondered if they were doing something with the medicine, like perhaps selling it. For two decades, we've watched criminals buy medication or even empty bottles back from patients and sell it back to unsuspecting pharmacies, defrauding them. These illegal buyers put a premium on clean bottles and boxes, sometimes paying people to carefully remove all prescribing stickers or even print new boxes to make them look perfect. Buyback operations like the one in the back of this hot pizzeria in Los Angeles buy either empty or full bottles back from patients and sell it to pharmacies just like you at a slight discount. If empty, they've been known to fill the bottles with random pills or even pebbles once. The criminals are sometimes working with fly-by-night wholesalers who have actual distribution licenses from the state. We've seen an enormous ring that did just this with HIV medicine unraveled over the past 2 years. Another ring that allegedly did this in the Bronx was indicted late last year, and they resold their medicine back to unsuspecting pharmacies through online pharmacy-only marketplaces. If you're a pharmacist in Wisconsin and want to talk to colleagues who are also seeing this problem about how to handle it, contact the Pharmacist Society of Wisconsin. If you're not in Wisconsin, reach out to your state pharmacy association and send them this video. They'll be a great resource and can figure out how pharmacists in the state can help address this behavior. You can also report suspected crime to the manufacturer's anti-counterfeiting team through the toll-free quality number on the package. Finally, if you receive a suspicious too-cheap-to-be-true offer from either an obscure wholesaler or you buy medicine from a gray marketer or pharmacy who looks like it's been dispensed before, tip off the FDA's crime team. Just go to our website at safemedicines.org and click on About Us and report crime.